I think there's a real way to help both farmers and, you know, clean the air in cities.
That's Frank Jossi. In May, he wrote for Energy News Network about a renewable gas boom in the Midwest fueled by cows. But much of that biofuel is going to California to help the state meet its clean car standards. Minnesota's governor and lawmakers are currently trying to hammer out a deal that could bring similar rules and a new market for biofuels to the upper Midwest. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner, and today on ClimateCast, using cow manure to help solve the climate crisis. Frank Jossi, welcome to ClimateCast.
Thank you, Paul.
So let's start at the beginning. How do we get renewable biogas from dairy cows? Is that what I think it is?
It is. What the farms do is pick up their manure every day, place it into biodigesters, and bacteria degrades the manure into essentially what's methane, and that is then tapped into a natural gas line, and it's cleaned up to what they call pipeline grade before it goes into the pipeline.
So when we talk about climate and greenhouse gas emissions, how much greenhouse gas reduction does renewable biogas achieve compared to fossil fuel natural gas?
Well, it's much cleaner than fossil fuel natural gas, but it can't really come anywhere near replacing natural gas.
Well, it's interesting from the standpoint of farmers, right, and folks in companies in this space. There is an economic incentive there, I assume. How is the California market driving this renewable natural gas boom in the Midwest?
Well, it turns out that California uses a really sophisticated methodology for determining renewable natural gas. And renewable natural gas from manure has the lowest carbon intensity. So that means it's particularly valuable to the markets out there.
You've been writing about this. What are some projects here in the Midwest that are developing this renewable fuel source?
Well, there's a very large one in Morris, Minnesota from Amps America, which began earlier this year, and thousands of cows are involved. It's three different dairies. The one I focused on was in Wisconsin, not far from Appleton, Wisconsin, which involved a very progressive dairy that had biodigesters already on site. They were using the biodigesters to create electricity. They weren't making a whole lot of money doing that. So U.S. Gain, a local company in Appleton, touched base with them and said, hey, we can make you a lot more money if you turn that manure into renewable natural gas, and we'll sell it into the California market.
There's an effort to establish clean car rules here in Minnesota, but it's facing opposition from Republicans who worry about the cost for car dealers and consumers. But do these projects suggest economic benefit elsewhere?
I think they do. I think farms, not only in the Midwest, but across the country, see that as a way to have a new revenue stream, and through manure of all things. I mean, they have to do something with it. And after it's done, the developers tell me that the farmers still have manure that's available for fertilizing their cropland and all the other uses that they would generally use it for anyway. Well, now it has another use, and that's as a gas right now in the California markets, but also Oregon, Washington State, and British Columbia have low carbon fuel standards right now. And so those markets are opening up. And we're hoping for Minnesota to be the next one.
Well, Frank, we cover a lot of angles here on ClimateCast. 8 years ago when this started, I never thought I'd be covering cow manure as a partial solution. Frank Jossi with Energy News Network, thanks so much for your perspective today.
Thank you, Paul.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.